Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex and Brinny. Mm. All rhymes. It's fun. Today is the anniversary of Vinny's first date with his wife.
Oh, is it?
That's funny that you must have put that in that janky phone of yours.
I did. It still pops up. It's so crazy. So it's 09, so 14 years ago. Today. Mm-hmm. When I met her, like, you would come in the next day after you went on this date, and I think you remarked on it, like, you met someone really great, and you really
liked
her.
I was dating it, but I don't know what you're about to say, but I was dating at that time, so I had been on other dates, and she was going to be another one.
I think you remarked to us that you really liked her,
and we
talked about her a little bit, and mm-hmm. I put into my phone Vinny's first date with future wife 2009.
Oh,
and then
sakes.
I made it a repeating thing yearly, and sure enough, I totally
nailed it. Sure.
Predicted it.
Right.
So it pops up every day. And there's also a
although we don't know how many times you wrote that and had to just delete it.
Oh, good point, huh?
Well, how would I know which one? I have to. Fuck, do I know what?
Oh.
I mean, we're on the Secret Show,
yeah,
right?
We are on the
oh,
Secret
God,
Show.
He just, I think
he just had a heart attack, that's all.
He just went pale.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
He had a heart attack because, yeah, we're in the same seats, that's
I know.
All.
And only forgot. 1 minute ago, we weren't allowed to say fuck.
I've forgotten entirely where we were and what
well,
we were
almost,
doing.
Well, I almost said it
what
earlier.
What did you just do?
Yeah.
I almost said it like a minute ago. And I stopped myself, and then I went, oh, yeah, no, we are on The Secret Show. Like, I had confirmed it in my own head.
It's my bad. I'm very sorry.
No, that's fine.
I know where I am.
I'm telling you that how the fuck would I know which one of the ones was right a year later? I only put it on the one
I'm
day.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, yes, today is our anniversary. 14 years.
Dataversary.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Do the girls know? Do you guys ever celebrate it? Because I tell you every year.
It's actually... It's weird because we were trying to get married on this date so that we would just have the same anniversary.
Aww.
And we ended up married on the 20th instead because that's just the way it worked.
It's the weekend. You needed the weekend to work.
Right. So it wasn't, but I actually think of this as our anniversary, not that.
Well, you got a lot of life in before you ever married.
Right.
You know, a lot of
years
life
years and
together.
Years and years. Right. So to me, it's today.
Did you marry in 2019? Because
it would have been 19 because the other kid was born in 18.
19, 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how I remember her.
So anyway, yeah, you're right.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
It worked out. I am happy for you. You really, you know, I remember when you first came back here, like, you'd clean your shit up and you just were like looking to...
The blessings have never stopped. I wish they would stop. Too many blessings. A break would be nice.
An embarrassment of riches.
But no, I do. I feel very lucky. I don't think. I guess I see people, including you and John, who seem sort of. I don't want to say effortless because I think that that's not true in any scenario. Nothing's effortless.
Right.
But it does seem easier. Like you two have. I don't know. I don't know what word to use, whether it's just there's a symbiosis there or something, like a real compliment.
Yes.
Of
he has things I need and I have things he needs.
Right. And it seems
puzzle pieces.
It
we
seems
call them.
Functional in a way that now there may be someone else who might look at that and say, you guys are super codependent and you should learn to.
Oh, no, we're definitely like I'm going to off myself if anything.
But
happens.
It works.
So that is I'm fucked if he's gone.
It works, and that's great. It's not been easy. Like, we both were single adults for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So she was 30 and single, and I was 40 and still single. So as we got together, there's been struggles. No question there have been struggles. And you know,
well,
to make
you're
it through that.
Well, you're also both kind of like, you know, you have these, you were fine until you had kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
You both have your own identities. You both have your own things going on. Mm-hmm. And you both are, you make money and you have, you know, jobs, high profile jobs. Like, I actually think those are the hardest things too, because somebody, like in our relationship, we said whoever's making the most money is going to be the person who keeps working and the other person's going to stay home with the kid. Because we didn't know anybody and we, there was no handing the kid off.
Right.
So John stopped and it worked. That, so that worked for us, but that doesn't, most people can't just have somebody not work.
Well, there have been, there's also things about that that come into play. For example, as we had a kid, there were conversations about her staying home, but then she, I can't speak to what she went through. I think it was quite a dose of postpartum. Mm. But what ended up happening is the kid, the first kid, caused this extreme sort of, I don't know, two paths happening. Mm. And we were really distant for a long time. And it was not cool. Like, I didn't like it. But I also had a kid now with her. So we were really having trouble and struggling.
But you guys have put in a shit ton of work.
Yeah, but I think that
you seem like you're in a good place.
At that point, there was like this, it would be better for us if she quit her job, but she doesn't feel comfortable in our relationship enough to quit her job. Like, are we weren't married at that point.
Right.
And that was one of the things that we went to counseling and that came out of her. Like, I can't quit my job. I don't have any security in this deal right now. And if I quit, and look, I do think a bunch of people, including her, who've built a career, find themselves saying, on top of, I like working and I've worked to build myself up to this point, if I quit, how do I ever get back? Right. And that comes up every time we talk about her quitting. She's like, Even if she quit today, she would say to me, or if we talked about it today, she would say, who's going to hire a 50-year-old lady who expects a certain amount of money for what she does?
But gave up her seniority.
She's going to come in looking for a new gig and be like, I have 25 years of experience at this. And they're going to go, we'll take the kid out of college who isn't being pushy about how much she should make.
Right.
So it's hard. It's a hard thing.
It is.
But yes, we've made it 14 years. And I'm proud of that, but I'm also, I don't say that because I'm trying to get you ready for the bomb drop.
Oh.
We're divorcing. Like, I'm not saying that for that reason. I'm saying that because I do think often we assume people who've made it 14 years, for example,
are solid as a rock. Yep, cruising along.
We got this.
Ain't no problem.
And it has been a problem. And we have overcome a lot. And I would say to anyone out there who's struggling in their relationship, you don't stay if you're being abused. You don't stay. But if it's hard, that doesn't mean you can't make it.
Right. And really solve it. Like, there are people who find ways to get by counting down the days till the kids are 18, and that's no way to live. That's too long of a time.
To sit there knowing you're going to divorce the minute that kid goes to college.
Do the work that can get you to a place where you can share a life and have, you know, you have so much together.
Well, you know, I think we've become, and I'm part of it, so don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here in judgment of our world, but we are a throw it away world.
Right. Enough of that.
Use that till it's gone. And then what? We don't fix cars. We just flip them.
Yep.
I've used this for 3-5 years. I'll huck it and get a new
one.
Why don't you paint it? Paint a car? Why would I do that? I'm going to buy a new one. You know, like, that's our mentalities about everything.
Right.
A broken toaster.
Well, I'll just go down to the hardware store and get another one of those.
$30. Why would I fix it?
Mm-mm.
We don't fix things anymore. So I do think that's just really a mindset that has taken.
Well, it shouldn't translate over to humans.
It does, though.
We shouldn't, but it shouldn't. But I agree with you. I mean, if people are like, that's hard. I don't want to.
I give.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely, you know, I get that. But as soon as kids are in the picture, I would hope you think twice.
Well, and just for your own, I love that you guys look. You did seem for a little while there to be in a terrible, dark place.
It sucked,
and
it was affecting my work too, which was the part that pissed me off the most.
You put some work into it, and I feel like I do see joy when I see family photos and when you talk about your kids or talk about Christina. Like, I feel like you worked really hard to get that joy back, because, you know, that whole "I've got one divorce in me," that shouldn't be your mentality, Alex.
You're just a hypothetical, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not. Yeah, it was a joke.
Everybody, it was really a joke. Weirdly did not feel like
Myara,
a joke.
Myara, it was a joke. And yeah,
she
back
gave
to
me
Vinny.
Some shit for that.
Oh no, no, no. She laughed about it. Well, she didn't laugh about it, but she knew it was a joke.
Because you told her over and over and over again.
It was a joke.
Babe, I swear it was a joke.
How's it going with you guys? Because I'm looking at the clock right now. There's no fucking way I can do this whole
line. Yeah, you can.
Not if we don't start right this second.
Okay, let's go. Go.
Okay, forget I asked you a question.
Okay, go. Start reading.
I'll cut that out.
No, leave it in. Who gives a shit?
That's fine. You will be the focus of the show tomorrow, though.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, he has a memorial.
Still, we can focus on Alex.
Yeah, no, we got to figure out if she's got a dude. That's
It's probably going to be a no.
That'll
then
take
we move
one
on.
Second.
Summer loving.
Having so fast.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's
okay,
go.
Sorry. Start
let's
reading.
Read let's read
go.
It. Let's go. Let's go.
Dear Alice Secret Show, don't say my name. I'm writing because I'm in a situation that I could use your feedback and help with. This is long, you guys,
it's
all
okay.
right?
We're
buckle
good.
In. I am in a very new relationship with someone. This isn't just any relationship. It's a long-distance relationship.
Oh, cancel.
Yep, already quit. Boo.
He's a person I met through work. Although we don't report to the same managers, I have worked with him on a couple projects. I won't say where he's from just to further conceal his identity, but he lives within the United States. He's a single dad, has kids about the same age as mine. He's 8 years older than me. He's in his 50s, and I'm in my 40s. They met virtually 2 years ago in the middle of COVID.
Virtually, huh?
Our encounters have always been virtual, and we still haven't met in person.
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding?
I'm just reading what you
said. Dina Lohan.
The story began COVID 2020 with me onboarding him as a new employee. From the very moment I heard his voice over the phone, there was something about him I liked a lot. A couple weeks later, I meet him via video call. He's the most adorable person I've ever onboarded. We chit-chatted about work, of course, which led to banter about our personal lives. We spoke occasionally regarding business, and the conversations always lingered, and I never wanted to hang up. I liked him very much as a person.
You hang up. No, you.
In the back of my head, I would always imagine what it would be like to get to know him better. That thought would always dissipate quickly when I thought about the physical distance between us, because he just lives somewhere in the U.S. 6 months ago, he calls me because he's frustrated at work. Shortly after that conversation, I texted his work phone with my personal cell number and told him he can contact me anytime if he ever wants to talk. And he took me right up on the offer, and we've stayed connected quite a bit since then. Good for her for waiting, you know, a couple years before she gave him the personal number, though. Like, you for a long time you realized how stupid this is.
Go on
back to
the
new world. We recently got put on a project together where we had a lot of communicating to do. As we were bantering back and forth via text one day, I mentioned I wished he didn't live so far away. After that text, I started receiving a lot more texts from him. One day he asked if he could call me after work. I, of course, said yes. We talked and laughed a lot, and he confessed he's actually liked me for a really long time. He really likes me. As a matter of fact, he told me he liked me almost from the day he met me, which was his first day on the job. Right. Needless to say, I was super happy and excited, and from that conversation, turned into many more. And fast forward to today, we've decided to try this long-distance relationship.
Okay.
To add additional context, we have not yet met each other in person, let alone have had our first date. We're planning to meet in October in his hometown.
Okay, in 3 months from now.
A little more context about me and my past. I've been in a very verbally, emotionally abusive relationship for the last 8 years. He cheated on me 3 times. I've always taken him back, each time losing more and more of my confidence. About 6 months ago, I decided I didn't want to be in that relationship anymore. My ex-boyfriend also ended up with prostate cancer and is currently going through radiation.
Yikes.
Although we are not together, I've agreed to be a support and help him get through the treatments. Oh, you shouldn't have agreed to that. They will be completed in about 2 months. He does not know I've moved on or that I'm in a long-distance relationship. Does he know you broke up? I've not told him because I don't want him to hear the news all while undergoing treatment. I shared this news with my new boyfriend, and he too agrees that now is not the best time to share the news with him. This guy who's emotionally and verbally, you're a good person or a fool. I'm not sure why you're staying with this guy. Does he have no one else? You broke up with him, or did you? We've agreed to meet after my ex's radiation treatment is complete, and I've shared the news with my ex. Current situation, up until about 2 weeks ago, we, my new guy and I, have had amazing conversations with one another and plenty of text messages throughout the day. He told me he loves me very early on. I couldn't say it right away because it felt like too soon. He didn't mind and continued to tell me how much he loves me and adores me and wants to be with me and even fantasized about proposing to me and eventually moving me out to where he lives. Oh my God, this guy. He has also told me if I don't like where he lives, we can always find a neutral zone where we could both be happy. We do all the silly things you can do while being long distance, like sharing our favorite love songs into a playlist we can listen to while we kiss each other, which you don't do. I have felt safe with him and so happy, and I do believe everything that he had been saying to me. The part I'm struggling with is in the past few weeks, he's been very, very busy at work, and the texts have dwindled, and so have the phone calls.
Ooh.
He is the one who usually initiates phone calls. I'm okay with that because I know he's the one with the busier schedule and has a lot on his plate currently. We're in different time zones. I can't help but feel a little insecure given the distance. I'm not going to lie. Feeling triggered and paranoid that he might be cheating on me. I brought this up in conversation. So basically, here's the thing. At this point, I'm not sure if I'm overreacting or if this is my gut trying to warn me about something. He says he's a church-going man and wants us to have faith and trust in this process and in us because he believes in us. I know he's a kind-hearted soul, but I also don't want to be walking around with my rose-colored glasses on either. I know that I am not imagining a shift in him, and I can't place whether it's because of work or if he's not telling me the truth about something. I'm not looking for hour-long conversations, rather just a few minutes to hear each other's voices. I don't know. Did I jump in too fast too soon? Should I continue to give him the benefit of the doubt? Am I expecting too much? Is this guy a player? This is eating away at me. Any advice or insight would be very helpful and much appreciated. I love you guys immensely. A long time and forever Alice fan.
Bryn's got this.
Go ahead, Bryn.
I mean,
start us off.
Short and sweet. Don't do it. Get out of there.
Don't do what?
Don't even. Just stop it. Turn around. I can't. I don't even want to say anymore.
Stop. Turn around from what? You mean don't be with this guy?
Yeah, in general. Like, if this person is having doubts and possible, like, suspicions that he could be cheating, you don't even know him, really. You haven't seen him physically. You guys haven't made out or even seen each other, like, I don't know.
This guy is, he's done with you. He has.
What?
Yes, she's saying it. Because look, here's the thing. She feels it.
Yeah, but she's also saying and admits
he's done with her.
She's been in a bad relationship. She's been mistreated. She's being triggered. So she might be jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, Vinny's just playing devil's advocate right now.
I get that. I just think if you've noticed that he suddenly isn't texting, I mean, he was, I love you, I love you, I love you. I can't, we'll live together. We'll find a neutral place to live if you don't like where I'm at. And all of a sudden, it all dries up. It's
over. It
didn't
all dry up. But he is having to deal with, her being with someone else.
Let me see when he told
her
about that.
She's with that guy still. She has not broken up with that dude. Where would she get off talking about him having a cheating when she's with a dude that she's still with?
Yeah, I don't know if they've been talking about. So 6 months ago, she says she doesn't want to be in that relationship anymore. But we don't know if she broke up with this guy.
She didn't. She's still with him.
I don't think she's with her ex.
She says, although we are not together, I've agreed to be his support and help him get through the treatments.
She's with nobody. That's what she's with. She's not with anybody.
I shared this news with a new boyfriend. He, too, agrees now is not the best time to share this news with him. And so we've agreed to wait to meet until after. Up until 2 weeks ago, we had amazing conversations with each other, tons of text messages throughout the day. He told me that he loves me very early on.
Okay. Run away.
No, look, I'm going to tell you, this is for the modern dater, this is my best possible advice for this kind of scenario. Okay.
All right. I think it's over, guys.
Well, whether it is or it isn't, here's how you avoid what's happened here. When you meet someone, and it doesn't happen that often, like V. Hale's going through this experience right now, you can date, you can meet people, and you'll meet people and be on a date and be, maybe you don't yawn right in their face, but often you're like, okay, this isn't it. Oh, well, I'll finish my dinner and go home. Mm-hmm. Like, that's that.
Try again.
Plenty of misses that happen while you're dating. When you meet someone and there's spark, there's hope, there's that thing, there's yep. that feeling. You remember this feeling from school. That's when you first feel it, that I can't wait to go to school tomorrow because I'm going to sit next to Michelle Sandoval and I'm going to wear my best shirt and Michelle.
She's going to notice me.
Yeah, and we're going to talk. And then like that crush feeling is one of the best feelings in the world. It really is spectacular. And when you get that, seize that motherfucking moment, people. That is not the time to
move across
say,
the country.
No.
Just
no,
go see the person.
But go share space with this person that you've. There's that zap. There's that zing. There's
because
that,
you're growing something that you have no confirmation of any kind of reality.
And that one trip together, whether you meet in the middle or you meet at his place or your place or however you decide to do this, you've got to establish that we, because even in the back of your mind while you're texting, I love you, you also know you've never kissed this person. You
might
also
have bad
know,
breath.
Yeah, you might also know that on top of how you feel and how excited you are to get that text or that, you know, bing, oh, what did she say? Like, there's that great feeling. I get it. But in the back of your mind, you're also saying to yourself, you dummy, you haven't even fucked this chick yet. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
So you've got to move. I'm not saying move to their house, but you got to move faster. You can't, when you've got that spark, seize that moment. Don't sit there for 3 years texting.
Right.
And that's something that I wasn't around for the
don't
dating apps.
Don't sit there for 3 years.
But I absolutely
texting.
Met some people on Facebook and would be like, let's go out.
Hey, girl.
Like, hey, girl, hey.
Like, let's go
you
out.
Up?
We should go to dinner. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because I don't want a pen pal. All I right. want a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Or a partner.
I want a pen holder.
Or, well, and maybe that is what someone's after. Maybe
right?
you just want to get laid. I don't know. But, I mean, I actually end up liking people. So, if I like you, I'll want to be with you. Mm. And if I don't, I'm going to punt. And I'm going to go on to the next
but
thing.
But also, is this person in a position where they can get up and leave? Or is the guy in a position where he can support her if she moves out to, you know, this is...
We're not there yet.
I know,
let's
but
just
going,
you're
going... It's so much work, even if it doesn't
just,
work. Yeah, there's so
no,
much
no,
goddamn
no, no, no.
work just
Listen,
to get that going.
I agree. I would never even have let that get to where it's gotten. But what I'm saying is, if you've got that spark, you
yeah.
feel that thing, that we all know that feeling, that, oh, I'm so excited
I'm so
to
Twitter
see this person.
Painted.
Yeah. Twitter painted. Yes, I'm all throbby. Right.
Down
throbby.
There.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
It's a banana.
I definitely
pants.
Know what you mean. Yeah.
I'm too messy.
Maybe that was a little graphic. All right. I'm so happy. Go and seize that moment and meet each other and see if in shared space, sitting next to each other, whether it's at a coffee house or in a movie or at a restaurant, if you still have that spark. If you do, then you've got something to talk about.
Yeah.
Then you've got something to look forward to. Yeah. That spark, I think, starts to go away over the course of these long, drawn-out conversations where there's never that payday.
Right. No satisfaction.
No offense, but at some point, a guy is going to be like, and maybe
he might meet someone in real life. Maybe he wouldn't if he'd known you and held you in his arms before. Maybe this person wouldn't have had any effect, but he's just been dating a ghost.
And I don't know if they've been sexting or how that she's not saying that they are. Yeah. It doesn't say that.
Oh,
but
she would have said. Long time fan.
So?
She would. Yeah,
well,
she knows our show.
Like, here's what I would suggest. And I'm, you know, this segment's called Bad Advice, but here's what I would suggest. Take a beautifully well-lit picture of your pussy and send that okay. to him wow. right away. this will reinvigorate the interest in seeing you and get him back on your, you know, whatever you want to.
Fan page?
Yeah. And then go meet right away and tell your partner that you've said you'll help with his, that you have a, something to do this weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
You're
going
to have to get
weekend.
Someone else to fill in for me. And if that's not good enough for you, you can go fuck your bit. Bad-mouthing me, whatever, abusive
right.
ass.
Three times fuck cheating yeah, that I know of.
Like, I'm not even,
fuck
I'm not
guy.
Even
you
feeling bad
zero.
About that.
No,
so,
I hate him.
So, absolutely, after the pussy pick, if the interest comes back into play, seize that moment. Go get that guy.
You could just start with, like, you know, hard nipples through a shirt.
Okay,
start
fine.
With that. If you,
you know, start with a local coworker. How's that? Just
the
do
butt.
Something
well,
here.
Right. You could
butt
do that,
pick.
Too.
That's what I would like, yeah.
A butt pick is yeah. great as well, but I'm just trying to say.
Does my ass look fat in these jeans?
Yes! Perfect. That's funny and cute.
Sure. Okay, we're done. You should be done with this guy. I say block his number and never talk to him again.
Oh my God!
I'm with Vinny on this one.
It's exhausting,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, I'm
like,
with Vinny.
Let's
I think
say they do hook
sense.
Up and
it's over,
it works
dude.
Out a little bit. It could break up in 2 years. But after all this visiting and going back and forth and possibly moving out there, God damn it, so much work.
A tasteful picture with your
like
labia
it.
Spread.
Yeah, start with
just,
the vagina thing.
Block them.
You know
block them.
Yeah.
Just use the work phones only from now on.
I'm just
going to
edit all this out and just leave when Vinny says pussy pic.
Stop it. All right. Have a great day. Send us your problems and all that shit at Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Do it. You've been thinking about it. Send it off to us. Really need some bad advices. Thank you. Give me the things. The two words I need.
I'm so sorry
you
trusted us.
That's not them. That's not the words. Bad advice. It's right in the title.
The end.